Welcome to a special episode of Successfully Unsigned. Today, this is one of two short-form interviews that Patrick conducts after some shows at Nash Live. This interview is with one of the hosts of this event, the Australian artist Breeze. Even though I personally was unable to be there, it seemed like such a cool event, and listening to this interview has made me want to go to the next one. So if you want to go to the next one, make sure that you follow the links that you'll hear about in just a few minutes. And also check out Breeze's podcast, Differently. As always, if you've enjoyed this episode, make sure you hit that like, the share, the comment, the subscribe, rate us on your favorite streaming platform, and don't forget this week to go listen to the other short interview with Arrayus.
Hello, my name is Breeze from Differently, and this is Successfully Unsigned.
Hey, welcome to Successfully Unsigned. We are here at home in Nashville, and I'm here with
Breeze. How's
and
it going?
Breeze, who are you? Tell us who you are.
Who am I? That's like the existential question, right? Who am I?
Start from the very beginning, day you were born.
Well, I was born in Australia.
Okay.
Yeah, and now I'm in Nashville.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
I'm assuming for music.
Yes. Well, yeah, it started off as music and now kind of ran into like the more content creation and like helping artists think like brands and kind of like, you know, a little bit like what you guys like to talk about for sure. So yeah,
I know. Yeah, we need to get a collab together because you have your own podcast, correct?
I do, Differently Podcast. So Differently is it's kind of like I'm building it as a network, mainly like a resource.
Okay.
Like I was talking about, like helping artists think like brands. Learn kind of understanding how to monetize, how to nurture an audience.
Okay.
And also like who your audience is.
Yeah.
I think the big one is just like how to actually like nurture an audience, because I think we're really good at like making content or making songs or like going out on the road, putting on a great show. But then when it comes to like talking to our fans, that is also like it's a bit of a skill in itself.
Yes.
So just from being an artist for like many, many years, like since I was like 10, and then like kind of like just doing it, going out on the road, kind of playing everywhere, like in small dive bars to like arenas, like doing all that sort of stuff. You just kind of pick it up and
yeah, we say the same thing, like networking is everything, and like the people skills. And I saw something recently that said if you're not a people person, then maybe you shouldn't be an artist. So
it's a little bit like that. And what's so funny is like a lot of artists, like we're very introverted, but at the same time we have the ability to connect to people really well. And all that is I think just because like the modern way that we're living now is just understanding how to translate that into how we present ourselves to an audience outside of like our music or in our show. There is like, you know, the image and what are people actually connecting to, and most of the time the music is the last thing, right?
That is true.
Yeah.
Okay, so can you kind of talk about what's going on here? This is the pre-show interview, but we'll be doing some post-show interviews, so
give
the audience a little teaser.
So Nash Live, Gerard from UMC and I collaborated on this event. Actually, Nash Live was just doing events around Nashville. So he was talking about how like the events around Nashville, they're kind of like just the same old thing. And, you know, it doesn't really allow like people to have an experience. And then I was saying artists need to take their content more seriously. And so we kind of just combined those two problems. And we're sitting here in home, which is like literally a venue made for content creation and live performance. So basically the back room is where the magic is happening. We got artists like Arrayus that are just like very animated and very theatrical. And they're like outside of like, you know, other venues in town, that there's, you know, there's just like more to an artist than just playing at 11 o'clock in a dive bar.
I agree.
So this room basically connects to a studio. So essentially what we're trying to do is give the artist a space to come in and being like, oh, I can now think about my production. I can now think about like all these other creative things that are going on in my brain.
Yeah.
Kind of bringing that big arena energy to a small intimate room.
Yeah.
And then after the fact, having something to deliver to their audience.
Yeah.
And also kind of showing like, hey, this is what I'm capable of if you give me the resources, you know?
That is so important to artists and like, just letting them be creative. So
yeah, just
it's really cool that you guys have like helped put this together tonight.
Yeah.
And as part of it, I decided to go really subtle tonight with my outfit. and you know, not joining in on the creativity.
I thought you could have turned it up a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit. Maybe next time.
Can I wear the glasses?
Yeah.
Because I feel like you're wearing glasses. I want to wear glasses too.
Yeah, yeah. Are they so cool?
They're a little big, but it's cool.
They're like, my head is giant, so I probably stretch them out, and they're a little big on me. So
I think you look great. I think your head it looks great.
Thank you.
So, this is the first one that we're doing.
Yeah.
This is like the proof of concept just to see. But we're wanting stuff like this too, like having podcasts come about. And like, you know, while there is all this stuff happening, just because, you know, it's such a cool place, and it's like right here in East Nashville. Like,
yes.
So it really has the potential to be something that is for like every artist that wants to come in and just put on a show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect.
We want you to come in and put on a show.
I agree. Okay. So this is the first of many, hopefully.
Yeah.
So can you tell everyone like who to follow
and
who to like, so that they can keep up with whatever
so,
we might be doing?
So tonight on the lineup, we have Arrayus at Arrayus Rising.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have The Healers, which is a duo with Goldie and Foundation Mecca. And then we have Alexis Dawn, who's the Space Barbie, who you are kind of replicating right now.
Slightly.
She's awesome. She actually connected with Wonderspoon and has her own cereal.
I'm going to buy some. Cereal. I'm so excited.
Oh, I get so hyped. I don't even eat cereal, but I got so excited about
it. Oh, I love cereal.
Yeah, so that's also like just some other stuff that this night can put on, is like we want
so
more
cool.
of the community like to come involved and get involved. And,
very cool.
You can follow differently on IG, I think, and YouTube. Gerard's Underground Music Collective. Follow Home, which is the venue that we're at right now. It's like an awesome community of a lot of independent artists, videographers, any type of creative. And this place is 24/7, so if you ever get that like
really
creative itch at 3 a.m.
oh my goodness,
thank you so much for being here and like giving us your time,
and thank you for your help, because Dale and David are not here and I would be struggling with the tech. So thank you to Breeze.
All right.
Bye.